Donnie, count us down and is your top five favorite sodas?
Moon Miss, Fruit Punch, Cola.
Fruit Punch is not a soda. Fruit Punch is a beverage.
If you get it from Faygo, it's a soda.
Are we really having a conversation about what's a soda and what's not a soda?
That's right. Faygo makes Fruit Punch soda.
Well, if you're going to say soda, Fruit Punch, you better say Hawaiian Punch.
Hawaiian Punch is not a soda.
Trophy hoarder show where you won't get bored. Honestly, I can't believe it made it past episode 4. But with the help of everybody at PG, Tynosaurus Rex, Donnie D. Oh my god, we done killed Tricky. We some bastards. We some bastards. Cool. We just being nuts. No fuss. See, we back in the past, first class. And again, let me think about it. Meanwhile, thanks to the crowd. But listen to the show. Yo, we still on top. And we came a long way. Long way. Well, kind of soda. Let's just say the SG paved the way. SG paved the way.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy.
It's Carb.
This is episode 99, also known as the Wayne Gretzky episode. Alongside with me is Donnie.
What up, dope people? It's been too long. I done lost my podcasting mojo. I don't even know how to continue on, but I'm going to try my best.
Also with me is Alex.
I'm still a little bit vexed about Donnie talking shit about Hawaiian Punch. I've dropkicked people for less, Donnie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, Fruit Punch is not even punch.
I'll show you a punch.
All right. It's been 3 weeks since we recorded, so we're probably going to have a lot to talk about. So let's get the show going. Guys.
Tricky.
Yes, sir.
We don't have a lot to talk about.
We do.
Oh, I'm looking at two.
Looking at two?
Yeah.
All right, let's go into our updated trophy count. Alex, what are you looking at, buddy?
31 platinums.
That's it. That's all I see.
I've got the best platinum to bullshit ratio in the universe. 31 platinums, nothing else. I'm sitting pretty, Tricky Mick. What do you got to say, bitch?
Level 19, and you also have 3145. Yes, you have one more plat than I do.
You're full of horse shit. Not about that last part. I do have one more plat than you do. Because I'm awesome.
I was about to ask you.
And you have a Vita, too. A Vita and a PlayStation 3, and I'm still.
Well, I'll explain why you actually have one more plat than I do. Because there's two plats I could go get very simply, but I
have to. But you don't. But you don't get them. So,
Donnie, what's your trophy count looking like?
I will assume that I'm still level 22, but I'm not sure. Trophies, 100% not sure. Plats, I actually forgot that too, but I know it's in the 50s, mid-50s.
And at 55, when you lost your neck.
At 55?
When you lost your neck.
Okay, well, I got 57 now. I got added two more plats, which was Dragon Ball HD and Resident Evil 6. And I just got Resident Evil 6, like, yesterday, as of this recording.
And I am level 22, total trophy count of 44-16, and still 30 plats.
And I want to say, Dragon Ball Z is being cheap with their trophies.
Connie, we can have a conversation about this, but it will just turn into a long, drawn-out dispute in which you won't admit you're wrong. So let's just move on.
No, it's not that type of cheap with trophies. I'm talking about by Dragon Ball Z being two games on one disc, they didn't separate the trophy list. So both games are under one trophy list. So you have to do everything in one and everything in the other in order to get the plat. So I think that was kind of cheap.
Oh, so that's cheap. But when Metal Gear Solid HD Collection has two separate trophy lists, therefore that's not cheap. And that's trophy, what's the word you use? Trophy chumpness.
No, that's not cheap. That's, yes, what you said, trophy chumping. That is being cheat. That's not cheap. That's cheat.
That's not cheap.
Yes, it is. Because you're doing the same thing for the same trophy, but it's two of them.
So when I played Back to the Future on the PSN and got all those trophies and then went back and played it on the disc to get the exact same trophies, plus a platinum, I was being cheap.
No. Those second set don't count. Same trophies, they don't count.
Yeah, you've been cheap.
So I'm really two platinums ahead of you, Tricky Mick.
How are you two trophies ahead of me? Or two platinums?
Platinums ahead of you.
How are you two platinums ahead of me?
Because your second set of Black to the Future don't count.
It's a platinum trophy.
No, it doesn't. No, it's not.
We don't want to. That's
not PS. Change that on the agenda. You have 29 platinums, Tricky Mick.
Listen, if you take away.
No, you listen, you cheater.
It's a legitimate platinum.
No, not if you're doing the same thing twice.
It's a platinum for doing it second time. The first time, if you take away the first trophies I earned, I still have 30 plats.
Look, technically, it's another trophy, but by you being this so-called hardcore gamer, you went by the unhonorable way to getting that trophy. You just did that just so you could say, I'm better than you because I got this many more trophies than you, instead of just saying, getting out one platinum for one digital game, and then you're like, you know what? Let me just I know where everything is at. Let me go get the disc copy and get the same exact stuff I just got.
I'm going to do that with The Walking Dead, too.
Is that because you a chump? Trophy chump. We already established that. Moving on.
But I'm going to have two platinums when I'm done with that. Let's move on to what we're playing. Alex, let's start with you, buddy. 3 weeks. What have you been playing, buddy?
So I've been playing before the break or during the break. I played a lot of Journey. It went on sale. And so it was like $7.50 with PlayStation Plus. So I was like, I'd been saying I need to play that. So I was like, fuck yeah, let's play that. So I played that, and I got one trophy left, but it's pretty much played the game after a week of a break. So as soon as I turn it on again, I'm going to get a trophy. So I'll have 100% in that. And I played some Rochard. That was another PlayStation Plus freebie. Got 100% in that. So the way I look at it, too many platinums there to equal one platinum. What's Tricky Mick? That's 32.
What's Rochard?
It's like a platforming game created by Recoil Games. It came out like 2011, late 2011, I think. It's a platformer, basically 2D side-scroller kind of, and, you know, it's basically like gravity manipulation, and they also got like a little gun in there. It's like, it takes place in outer space on like these like mining rigs, and it has to do with like aliens and like time kind of travel and this guy trying to take, it's good versus evil. It's basically a platformer with gravity manipulation elements. So the demo's on PlayStation Network, so it's a pretty fun game.
And that to get that.
Yeah, I started to bring my system over, but I was like, I do not want to gather up all the pieces to my system to break it somewhere.
Is it in three pieces now, Dottie?
I think it might be like two more than that.
All right, Dottie, what have you been playing?
Well, you didn't let me finish.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right, now be prepared
it for doesn't matter what you.
Yeah, play. All right, yeah, you did, whatever. So I've been getting really
not got a good one of that in yet.
I just ignore it because I'm like, whatever, Tricky Mick, I just brush him off. I've been getting really heavy into Steam lately, like the past week. I'm turning my PlayStation off and playing Steam.
Did you?
Because people are sending me gifts. Like nobody can send me gifts on the PlayStation Network, but people send me gifts all the time on Steam. Like I've got like 12 free games already, and I've been playing a lot of Dungeon Defenders, and I bought Spec Ops The Line because it was like $7.50. It's like 75% off one day on Steam. So I've already collected more games than I will probably play this year on Steam.
It was still $7.50?
It's like $30 and like 75% off is like,
I thought Steam was be going for like 50¢ a game and stuff like that.
It does on certain games, not all games.
But Dungeon Defenders, it's kind of like a tower defense game, but you have like melee combat, so you can actually, it's like kind of an action game too. Really cool game. I like it a lot, and I'm trying to get my character up to level 90. I'm at like level 41 right now, so I got a long way to go in that. Like tons of content, so I'm gonna be on that for a while. So my PlayStation's probably gonna get neglected until Sly Cooper comes out.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, don't you know.
We gotta talk about Sly Cooper for a second, but
for like 10 fucking minutes.
Oh, that's Donnie, what are you even playing?
Well, by me getting those two plats.
Hold on. Make sure when you edit this, you take out me coughing. You don't take those out.
No, leave it in there. Leave it in there.
I do take you out coughing. Only time I leave him in there.
This is the real Tricky Mick.
Yeah, only time I leave him in there if something funny happens.
This one's Sicky Mick. He's got a cold.
Sicky Mick.
All right, Daddy, what have you been playing, buddy?
By me getting those two plats, I'm finally caught up with what I've been trying to do since I got my laser back inside my system again. So I've been playing the Dragon Ball Z, Resident Evil 6, and I'm kind of stuck on something, some oldies, until something new comes out. I did everything in the house. I thought about popping in Metal Gear. You know, I mean, everybody know how big a fan I am of Metal Gear, but when I think about what I got to do for that plat, it kind of deters me from playing it. You know, so right now I'm playing Leisure Suits Larry Mega Camelado for the PS2. Looking at me some digital capital titties.
They really need to make a game where that guy actually gets laid.
He did about 3 times in the PS2 version.
Oh, does he?
Yep. And that's before the end of the game. Matt, he actually has a threesome at the end of it.
All right. Is that all you've been playing, Dottie?
Yep.
All right. And I got a long list of games I've been playing.
So just only do your top 5.
No, because it's like 15. I've been playing Resident Evil 5 on the PS3.
All that smack you talking about Resident Evil 5.
You want me to talk smack? I can't even get out of the first level with the freaking executioner.
Alright, because you suck.
Yes, I do. And
let me go on the record and say I do like 5 more than 6.
Assassin's Creed 3, Treasures of Montezuma on the Vita, Retro City Rampage, Need for Speed Most Wanted on the PS3 and the Vita, Little Big Planet Vita, I popped in SingStar, but that turned off like 10 seconds later. Carnival, The Walking Dead on the PS3, You Don't Know Jack, NBA Jam on Fire Edition, Ratchet and Clank Full Frontal Assault, Payday the Heist, Jetpack Joyride on the Vita and the PS3, Mega Man 10, and the game that's been consuming my time, Borderlands. I'm pretty far deep into it. I think I'm a level 40 sniper now.
That game, Borderlands, man.
I'm actually, I'm branching out. I'm all starting to play first-person shooters, guys.
Well, welcome to 2008, Tricky Mick.
I never was like you. You know, I play first-person shooters. I just pick and choose which ones I want to play.
Well, you know, I gotta say, the reason I'm, like, enjoying it a lot is because I was playing online, and this guy gave me a gun that basically one-shot kills everything in the game. So I'm just going through the game that way. It's actually pretty fun. I mean, I'm enjoying the story. Yes, there is a story to it.
There's a story to this one?
Yes, there is.
With cutscenes and dialogue?
Yes. All right. Since we got a lot of topics to talk about, let's get going. First thing we have is, remember a couple weeks ago we talked about how the PlayStation Store was coming to the web in which you could buy games in Europe? Well, it is finally coming to the United States.
So I can buy European games on this?
No, you can buy your games for the PlayStation Store on your web, and when you go home, it'll automatically be in your download list.
Would it have any of the discussions that we talked about fit into this?
Negative.
Then it's not worth it.
All right, so that will be coming sometime later this month.
Just a quick recap of the discussions, which was one major thing with me with this whole situation is that if it doesn't download and install,
don't say that was you because I was the one that brought that point up.
I didn't say it was you. I said one of the major issues. I said one of the discussions that we had last time about this that was is one of my biggest thing about it too. Also, is that if it doesn't download and install while I'm not at home and ready for me to play when I cut my system on, then there's really no use of using this method whatsoever. So,
well, hold on. Let me actually read the article here because it's a quick article. After launching the web browser version of the PlayStation Store in Europe last year, Sony's ready to bring the feature to North America this month. Speaking with CNET, Sony Computer Entertainment COO Sean Layden confirmed that U.S. gamers will be able to view store content and buy it from their browser choice, quote, eventually the web store will allow users to buy a game on the browser and have the content automatically downloaded on the PS3.
See, well, that's nothing. That's the same thing I could do on my system, so it's really no use for me to do it. If it doesn't install,
Donnie,
it really no
just said eventually it will do that.
Okay, sorry for interrupting the show. Technically, you didn't really just say that, but continue on.
Well, I don't want to hear eventually.
All right.
Get that stuff done and then put it out there. That's what I'll be trying to talk about.
And let's move on to our next topic. I put this in the agenda, but I didn't link it because I wanted to surprise you guys. December's best-selling PSN games was broken down into 7 categories.
How are you going to surprise me with some PSN games?
Because out of the top-selling PSN game, which game do you think it was? Alex, we'll start with you.
Walking Dead.
And Donnie?
You know, are we talking about selling or downloaded?
Sold. Best Walking sold Dead. Game.
Walking Dead.
Donnie?
Can I give a number 2?
Oh,
I would like
Donnie to give his first one first.
No, I'm sticking with Walking Dead.
I would like to say Walking Dead, but
don't you steal my answer?
No, it's
not going to be Walking Dead because Tricky's going to surprise us. It's probably going to be Tokyo Jungle or some shit like that.
No, I was going to say, but since Journey won the award, I would say Journey.
That is correct. Number 5 was The Walking Dead Episode 5. 4 was PlayStation's All-Star Battle Royale. 3 was Far Cry 3. 2 was Mass Effect, the first one. And number 1 was Journey.
Well, good. Journey's awesome.
Tokyo Jungle was number 12.
I guess no one wants to play as a Pomeranian.
Top, I still haven't got my hands on that yet.
Top 10 Vita games. Alex, what do you think?
YouTube.
Assassin's Creed 3? Or Assassin's Creed Liberation, sorry.
That was number 3. All right, top 10. 10, Unit 13, 9, Plants vs. Zombies. 8, Call of Duty Black Ops Declassified. 7, Metal Gear Solid HD Collection. 6, PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. 5, Uncharted. Fight for Fortune. 4 was Persona 4 Golden. 3 was Assassin's Creed Liberations. 2, Oddworld Stranger's Wrath HD. And number 1 was Little Big Planet.
Oddworld beat Assassin's Creed?
Wait, is it Little Big Planet Karting?
No, Little Big Planet PS Vita. The Little Big Planet version of the Vita version.
Wait, but Oddworld?
Stranger's Wrath HD.
I got it on the Station 3, and I was actually mad that I got it, because it's not that enjoyable.
What surprises me is all the love that I'm hearing for Persona 4 Golden. I'm surprised that's not number 1, and it's only number 4. But let's move on. The top 5 PS3 DLC. Number 5 was Borderlands 2, the Collector's Edition Pack. Number 4 was Borderlands 2, the Necromancer Pack. 3 was Assassin's Creed 3, the Hidden Secrets Pack. 2 was Need for Speed Most Wanted, Ultimate Speed Pack. And, of course, without no surprise, number 1 was the Call of Duty Black Ops 2 Season Pass. Top 5 PS2 Classics, what do you guys think? Alex?
Final Fantasy 7?
That's PS... No, that was a PS1.
No, PS2 Classic? Well, shit, I don't even know what PS2 Classics are on the service.
All right, number 1 was Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Number 3 was Grand Theft Auto 3. 2 really don't care count.
Top, I don't care about anything PS2 classics.
Top PS1 classics, Alex, you already said. Number 1 was Final Fantasy 7. Top PSP games, number 1 was Uno. And the top 5 PS Mini, number 1 was Jetpack Joyride.
Jetpack Joyride is pretty fun. I have it for my iPod Touch, and I play it all the time when I'm like traveling and on the plane. Just trying to grab all that money.
Tricky,
how far have you gotten in that?
On my Vita version, I've gotten every challenge done except for one, and that.
No. I mean, the distance in a level.
3,100, somewhere around there.
That's right around where I have. I don't know the exact number, but it's right around there. It's between 3,000 and it's right around 3,100.
But I've done every challenge except for the last one, in which I'm just going to get enough points to unlock it because it seems almost impossible to get, in which you have to travel 1,725 feet without collecting a coin. But other than that, I'm really liking the game. All right, next topic we have. As the PlayStation Store updates next week, we'll finally be getting the Wake Up Club. You guys remember this? Apparently, Todd remembers it. Alex, do you remember this?
Is that related to the Breakfast Club? Is that like the sequel to the Breakfast Club?
Wake Up.
Is this the UMD version of the Breakfast Club sequel? Made for TV movie?
Wake Up Club is a free app that's coming to the PlayStation Vita.
You didn't answer my question.
I said no.
No, you didn't.
And basically, it's going to turn your Vita into competitive sleeping.
This is so stupid. This is proof that America can make anything a national sport.
It's going to come with free trophies. On next week's show, I will let you guys know exactly what the trophies are, because this is...
I already know.
It's competitive sleeping, basically.
It got to be a trophy in there. Something to do with... I can't even think right now, man. This is ridiculous.
There's a trophy in there for waking up within 5 minutes of one of your friends.
Oh, my goodness. I'm assuming that's the early bird trophy?
Yes.
Oh, that was right.
The next topic we have is Capcom has put out a survey asking... its fans what they would like to see re-released as a digital release. Now, I'm going to start off by saying, me personally, the only thing Capcom could release as a digital release that I would want is all the Mega Man games. And being that it's the 25-year anniversary of Mega Man, I think that's probably the smartest idea. But
I would say if you're going to do that, have them release a really rare one, because you can get a lot of the Mega Man games already downloadable, like from the Virtual Console and stuff like that. I would say, and like the Japanese version of like Mega Man 3 and all that kind of stuff is on the PlayStation Network. So I would say like Mega Man X3, which is kind of hard to find, and if you find it on eBay, it's kind of expensive. So like something like that, because I've gotten Mega Man X, but I never played X2 or X3, so... Put one of those on the service. Those SNES games are awesome.
That sounds good. What about you, Donnie?
I don't want anything digital if you're not giving me HD or trophies. But if you can give me at least one or the other, or preferably both, I would like to see Onimusha. I love that game. 1, 2, 3, and 4. I love how 4 story summed up a lot of stuff. And I don't understand why 5 is not out yet. Because it left so much to where it could be at least one more sequel. All
right. So, listeners, write us in and tell us which games that you would want Capcom to re-release as digital releases.
With HD or at least trophies. Remember that.
All right. On to a little bit of sad news. Sony has confirmed that in Japan is discontinued making the PS2.
What?
You know, for a second there, I thought you were going to say in Japan or whatever they've continued making The Last Guardian.
Launched originally back in 2000, the PlayStation 2 featured a 295 megahertz processor with 32 megabytes of memory. And nobody really expected the success that Sony had with it, selling almost over 155 million copies around the world. This is stated that it stopped production in Japan. Being that Japan is really the only place they were really making it anymore, it's pretty much saying that they stopped making the PS2 altogether. Now,
but
it's been 13 still gonna... years.
Huh?
They've been making it for 13 years now, and you know Sony always does the 10-year life cycle. So this has gone over the 10-year life cycle. But does this really surprise you that they stopped making these?
Well, it had to happen sometime, yeah. And they stopped putting, like, new games on that system a long time ago. I mean, like, even Madden you can't find, I don't think, on the system anymore. So when you stop making sports games for it, then it's kind of like, what's the point anymore? Sports games and wrestling games. And, like, shitty Dragon Ball Z sequels.
What were you talking about, Alex?
Well, here's something that...
Oh, I should have said just Dragon Ball Z sequels. I didn't need to say shitty. That was implied.
No, Dragon Ball GT, you can say that too. But Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, hold your tongue.
Now,
Dragon Ball Z GT, garbage trash?
Yes. But Z and just playing Dragon Ball, you think twice, mister.
Well, here's something
that... I will think once and say it.
All right, here's something that might surprise you guys. The PS2 was only originally launched in Brazil almost only 3 years ago.
Dang, Brazil is...
No, I remember reading about that.
No.
Brazil just got the PS2 3 years ago.
How can a place where they have the greatest booties get something so late?
Now, it's...
Okay, first of all, have you been to Brazil? Can you, in fact, verify that they have the best booties in the world?
I see all kinds of pictures and videos of Brazil and lots of other places, and nobody's booty better than Brazil's.
What are, like, they holding up, like, are, like, their women, like, in their bathing suits next to landmarks, like Angel Falls and, like, the Christ the Redeemer? Are they just standing there with their big booties hanging out next to Christ the Redeemer?
Are they taking pictures inside the rainforest?
If they were standing next to those landmarks, wouldn't nobody go notice them?
But the girls are the landmarks.
Now, it's also worth noting that Sony did release PS2 copies of FIFA 13 and PES 2013 just not too long ago. So they were still making games for it.
That's the only thing that sold was the FIFA in Brazil?
No. The PS2 was launched. Probably, though. Because you know how those Brazilians are with their football.
You better shut up or one come and kick you.
Now, to me, this really doesn't surprise me because we all know the PS4 is coming. Maybe they stopped making the PS2 to focus on the plant making PS4s coming out.
But what is there to focus on the PS2 if they was the making it? They should have the blueprints down pat by now.
I'm not saying that they have like continue like modded or anything. I'm saying like they could use that assembly line to run off PS4s instead.
But I just hope that Station 3 had the same life cycle, because while you bringing up Station 4, I still, right now, I have no idea what they can do with the Station 4 other than make it a desktop computer.
All right. Speaking of not being able to do anything else, Dead Space 3's demo has been dated. Dead Space 3 demo.
Was that just the worst segue in the history of podcasting?
A playable demo.
This just in, speaking of something else that is delicious, Goldfish, now on to Dead Space 3.
A playable demo will be hitting the PlayStation Network and Xbox Live Marketplace on January 22nd. A playable demo will feature both series staple Isaac Clarke and the newcomer John Carver as they pair up and fight for survival on the new ice planet. Donnie, I know that you need your web to get the demo, but are you excited about this?
I will be taking my system someplace to get this demo, to my mom's or pop somewhere to get this demo, just because I got a little dilemma, and maybe y'all can sum this up right now for me, because you know how I'm a fan of Dead Space. And I had Dead Space 1, and I bought Dead Space 2. And you know how I feel about about this Dead Space 3 right now from previous shows. And I have a gift card to GameStop. And I'm thinking about, should I get this? Because this coming up next month, actually the beginning of next month on the 5th, that's when this game is released.
Right.
Should I get this? But I'm skeptical of getting it because of the new storyline and the new what's the other guy name?
Carver
with this new guy coming and stepping in. So I'm skeptical. Am I even going to like this? And then also, I'm what's coming out after that is God of War. God of War coming out a month after that, and I'm like, I want to play that God of War. I actually want it but it's still not the God of War that I want.
I thought God of War was coming out in February.
No, God of War is. Did they push the release date? I thought it was March. I thought Dead Space was February.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but haven't all God of War games come out in March, or most of them?
Yeah, I thought it was March for...
I'm looking it up right now. I could be wrong. Hold on.
Okay, but anyway, I want to play this God of War game, but it's still not the God of War that I want as far as the story that I want to be told. And then we have The Last of Us, which is the release date is to be announced. It's not confirmed yet.
Yes, it is.
When?
It's coming out in May. May 5th.
May. Okay, well, May. That's a very brand new game that no one knows about how the story or how the gameplay is going to be, except for what we've seen. Now, I'm facing, should I get this Dead Space, which come out next month, or should I save it and get God of War, which is still not the story I want to be told, but it's God of War.
Which comes out March 12th.
Oh, so I was right, March. Yes, sure. Or should I save it and just be, hopefully, very hopefully, that Dead Last of Us game does not disappoint me?
Or maybe you should not skip Dead Space and get Sly Cooper.
That's a tough one, too.
I figured Alex was going to jump in right there.
Sly Cooper. Get Sly Cooper.
So, maybe, listeners, see, can you help me out with that one? Because this come out next month, and I'm just skeptical of it because I'm not truly feeling this two-player stuff, this co-op with this.
All right, let's talk about Sly Cooper for a second. This isn't the agenda, but did you guys see the video for the augmented reality for using your Vita onto the PlayStation 3 version of Sly Cooper?
No.
Did you see that, Alex?
Nope.
All right. Basically, if you boot up both versions of the game, you can use the PlayStation Vita as like your X-ray vision onto your PS3. And so if you hold the Vita up to the screen, your TV screen, it shows you on places in the map where treasures are hidden, the bottles are hidden, and stuff like that. The problem with that is, how are you going to hold up the Vita and control the game at the same exact time? To me, that's a wasted feature.
To me, the problem with that is, come on, really? Too much, people. That's my problem. Are you serious?
Alex is really quiet this episode.
It sounds cool, but in reality,
The way they showed it is, like, if I hold up, Donnie, me and you are sitting in the same room, and I hold up the Vita, I can actually tap the screen of the Vita, and, a little sensor pops up on the PS3 version to show you where the hidden treasure is. But if you're playing the game by yourself, you're not going to use that feature.
Yeah, but still, once again, it sounds cool, but really? Come on. It's not they just trying to look for... It's like they're trying to amuse themselves while they're creating these games now. Because that's what it sounds like. It's like just creating a game is just not as fun as it used to be or something. Because I don't know. I never created a video game before. But that's what it sounds like to me. They're just trying to amuse themselves. Look what else I can put into this. Let's just ask the boss man if we can keep this in the game, in the final product. Because... really, it's too much to do for one. I gotta use two hands to control this game that I'm playing. Now I need another set of two hands to hold this controller in my face while I'm trying to also look at the TV that's in my face also.
Well, it would be good if you could use the Vita to control the PS3 version of it.
No.
Why?
No, because that's why I got a PS3 controller
for. No, I'm saying to use this feature, it would be good if I could hold it up, see where it is, and then use the Vita to control the game. And then I can, you know, I can go back and forth without having to switch controllers.
Dude, no. No, I don't want to hold nothing up if it's not my controller that I'm using to play the game.
That's what I just said, Dottie.
You saying get to this point in the game, put the controller down and hold your Vita up and not continue to use this Vita. No,
I'm saying play the game using the Vita.
No. I don't want to play my PlayStation 3 with a Vita. I want to play my PlayStation 3 with the PlayStation 3 components. If I want to play a Vita, I will pick up the freaking Vita and I will start playing Vita.
All right, moving on to our next topic. A lot of people had a lot of outcry with the PlayStation Vita with the memory card prices. If you guys remember, the 32-gigabyte memory card was originally priced at $99, and there was a lot of outcry for that. Well, it was announced recently that Sony has slashed the prices of their memory cards. And if you go to the Sony online store, you can now pick up a 32-gigabyte card for only $60, a 16-gig card for $36, 8-gig for $18, and a 4-gig for $12. Now, it's also to be noted that this is only for the United States. The UK store is still priced at the original prices.
This is still some BS.
Also worth noting that 16 gigabyte and the 32 gigabyte cards are already sold out.
Okay, I got a question. Just let me confirm something before I continue on with this. Now, no matter if I have, I'm just going to go with a 16 and 32. How many, can you still put multiple games on that?
I have a 32 gig card in my Vita, and right now I have 32 games installed.
32 games now,
with, and it's not even half full yet.
And that's also, and it also saves the game data also, right?
Right. There's no, like, you know, on your PS3 how you have like your game data utility and then you have your saved game utility.
Yeah.
You don't have that. All your save information, all your game data is basically saved with the icon. So if you delete the icon, you delete your save and you delete your game data.
Okay. Now, can you take that memory card and play it on another person's Vita?
No.
Bullcrap.
It would have to be formatted.
Bullcrap.
Why is that bullcrap?
That's bullcrap. Well, That's just the first step into what they're trying to do.
Hold on. Let me be clear about what you're asking. Are you asking for the memory card itself or the
controller? No. I'm just saying, like, just say if I want to play, if I had a Vita and I wanted to play a game, but I left my Vita at home and I just so happen to have my memory card on me, but you have the same game that I want to play. Could I put my memory card in your Vita and play?
Yes, but you would have to format your friend's Vita.
And that will do what to his stuff?
If he doesn't have it backed up, it will delete it.
Bullcrap. But it's...
Well, no, actually, you know what? It won't delete it because his information will be saved on his memory card. Therefore, he would just have to reformat it again to and then install and put his memory card in, and then everything's back.
I mean, I'm just saying, but why with the format stuff? That's bullcrap.
Because the way the Vita's set up is, you know, like on the PS3, how you have multiple user accounts? Like, you can have your own account, your wife can have her own account, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an option on the Vita. So if you were to put your memory card into my Vita, it won't recognize the second account, therefore it has to be formatted.
But, okay, let me see. In order for me to earn trophies, I had to be under my name.
Right.
And
your name is locked onto your memory card.
Yeah.
All you're basically doing is you're removing, you're formatting it, which takes some time. it's a pain in the ass to format a Vita.
Yeah.
Once you put your memory card into the Vita, there's basically no install time. Everything that's locked onto your save card, your memory card, is automatically popping up on the screen of the Vita. So it's a little bit of a pain in the ass, the fact that you have to format it, but other than that, there's really not, like, any hindrance with it.
Man, this memory card BS is still some bullcrap. Let's move on.
All right, and our last topic of the day before we get into our question. Unfortunately, where you guys have heard about the recent, recent bullshit in Connecticut about people going in and attacking schools, and, let me just say right now, I am sorry for everybody for the losses. I mean, that it's very traumatic what happened there. But the topic that we're going to be bringing up today is how the recent attacks have brought out recently with our government saying that they need to regulate video game violence and what's going on. And before we actually get into our topic, I just want to quickly approach this topic and see how you guys, what your comments are about video game, the government regulating video game violence. Donnie, we'll start with you, buddy.
He can suck my video game. It's some bullcrap. It ain't got nothing to do with nothing. They need to regulate the violence in movie theaters also, then, if that's the case.
All right, and Alex?
Yeah, Donnie brings up a good point there. If they're going to regulate one entertainment medium, they got to regulate them all. I don't think it's the government's place. I mean, they have the rating system, the ESRB's rating system there in place. Make sure that the stores are doing their job and the parents are doing their job by making sure that their kids don't get mature rated games. I mean, if a kid doesn't see it in a video game, people talk about how interactive video games are, but a kid can go see a Halloween movie and reenact what Michael Myers does really easily. And like, even with video games, like, if video games really did train people to kill people, then there would be a whole lot more serial killers in this world. I've known gamers my entire life. All of my friends are gamers. Not one of them has ever hurt anybody.
Now, I mean, do you think there's anything behind the?
I think video games are a scapegoat.
I mean, that's exactly what it is.
Just like music was for a long time, video games are a scapegoat that a lot of politicians use as a crutch because it's a hot topic and they want to get, you know, parents' attention. It's like, I'm sorry. I don't think video games are dangerous. And I don't think that the government needs to regulate it necessarily like they do alcohol or tobacco or anything like that.
I mean, you basically just answered my question, but do you guys think there's any connection between video game violence and what's going on?
Nothing. Nope. Not one graphic, not one bit.
Violence has been a part of our society or since human civilization, since all way back in the Roman days. They did that shit for entertainment. Don't sit here and talk about how, you know, that violence is just now like a video game. It's like, you know, oh, video game violence is so much more effective than any. Like, there are people who live in violent neighborhoods where shootings happen. There are, you know, cities with high crime rates, high homicide rates. I don't want to hear that it's all video games. I hate people who demonize video games for that. First of all, if you're going to go out and commit a crime, you're already fucked up in the head enough. Video games may be I don't even want to say that. You there are certain people who may be predisposed to some of that. Maybe it's the environment they grew up in or something. But video games are not the sole reason that people go out and do shit like this. And they always try to find that link. It's like, oh, there's a school shooting, which, you know, are very tragic, and everyone wants to find out a reason. They want to look to a reason. It's like, well, why could someone do this? How could someone do this? But, you know, and a lot of times they go, oh, well, he played video games. And I'm sorry, I just don't think it's, you know, fair to always pull that out.
Yep, Kane did not play Grand Theft Auto before slaying Abel.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to read this article in its entirety just because of the fact that what it says. I want to give credit. This is an article coming off of ScrewAttack.com. It starts off by saying, you know, this is obviously a reaction to the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. So, and the article starts off just when you think that as a society we can finally accept art as part of our culture, something has to remind you that we are still human. A group calling themselves Southington SOS, which was organized in 2005, is planning an event dated for January 12th, which, as of this recording, was yesterday. which aims to destroy, quote, violent video games, end quote, in the area, as well as violent movies and music. This group is going as far as using scare tactics and guilt tripping, even saying that parents who turn their children's media are performing in a, quote, action of responsible citizenship. The group organizers go on record by saying that they do not believe the events in Newtown were caused by violent video games, but in the same breath, they do say that, quote, there is ample evidence that violent video games, along with violent media of all kinds, including TV and movies, portraying story after story, showing a conscious stream of violence and killing, has contributed to increasing aggressiveness, fear, anxiety, and has desensitized our children to acts of violence, including bullying, end quote. That's a pretty bold statement. Pretty bold statement concerning it contradicts many studies stating otherwise. Now, this is what I find funny about this whole thing. Turning in any form of media will earn you a $25 gift card. Organizers say that games, movies, and music turned in will be snapped, placed in the dumpster, and then later incinerated.
Can we also burn the parents that's buying these for these kids?
Well, I mean, Donnie, I don't want to, like, contradict you there, but, you know, me personally, I'm a parent, and, you know, I got a four-year-old daughter, and when it comes down to it, if my daughter's here and...
She's getting Grand Theft Auto next Christmas.
She is not allowed in the room when Daddy's playing a game. She knows that when she turns that corner, she sees a controller in my hand, she stops and says, Daddy, can I come in? And I will either pause the game or turn it off, or I'll say, no, baby, go back to bed or whatever the hell she's trying to do. To me, video games have no connection with violence. If you teach your child the right way to be and teach them this is a video game, this is not real, they will grow up knowing that. I mean, I wrote an article for Proving Gamer a long time ago talking about how video games are no longer for kids. If you are an absentee parent and you're blindly going out and buying Call of Duty, Max Payne, God of War, all these games that show all this violence and, you know, sexuality and all this stuff, and you're letting your kid just play it blindly, I'm not saying that your kid's going to turn into a mass murderer, but you're being an absentee parent. You're not taking responsibility. And I think that's the biggest problem with video games nowadays. It's not the fact that these games are violent. It's the fact that these parents are buying these games and not knowing what they're buying for their kids.
Well, I don't see how can you blindly buy it because it has a big M right there in the corner of it.
Donnie, you used to work at GameStop, right?
Yeah.
How many parents came in, said, oh, my kid wants some game, and you have to help them figure out the name of it because they don't even know the name of it.
Yeah. Yes, it's a lot of them that came to me and said that. And I also say that this game, how old is this kid that you try to buy from? If this kid is not, like, at least 17, I don't think you want your kid to be playing this.
Donnie, that's you. And that's the right thing to do. But how many times have you walked into a GameStop and – you're standing in line, and some parent does that, and the GameStop clerk, or whatever clerk it is, I'm not trying to single out GameStop, any clerk, you know, goes, okay, here you go, here's the game. They're just trying to get that customer out the door.
Not the GameStop I worked at. They was on a job when it came to that. They were, well, put it like this. Yeah, they was on a job when they came to that. If the parent was by themselves, and the parent didn't mention any kid, then, you know, they didn't have no choice but to sell it to them without the disclaimer. But the parents ended up talking about, well, yeah, I'm trying to get this game for my kid. Then, you know, they stopped what they was doing at the register and, you know, explained to them what's in this game. And then if the parent was still going to buy it, well, it's the parent that they selling it to, so they had to sell it. Now, but as far as blindly buying it, then these parents are as clueless as these kids is, because if you go to a movie and the movie has if you're looking at the title of the movie, what you're trying to going to see, it has a big R right at the end of the movie, or it has a PG at the end of the movie, then these video games have the exact same thing. Even on the the movie boxes, when you go to a video store to buy a movie, it says rated R on there. So they should know that it's a video game. It comes inside of a case. So look, I'm quite sure it has an M or an R somewhere on this case. To me, these parents are just clueless. They're not even trying. They're just trying to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Is I'm not trying to blame the parents. I'm not trying to blame video games. I'm not trying to blame anybody in particular. I'm just saying to single it out to one thing is wrong. It's a combination of things. And like I said before, in no way, shape, or form do I think that kids become violent because of Call of Duty. I mean, a kid may, you know, on an off chance, they may learn how an M16 works and what the pieces of it, because you're always customizing and putting a scope on and, you know, putting a laser thing. But they don't teach them how to shoot it.
No, they don't learn that from Carter. They learn that from Tom Clancy.
Well, my point, I'm just saying.
If they plan that, then they're pretty much trained soldiers.
But, you know, this aggravates me when you hear in the news, you know, some idiot. But you know what? I'm not even going to say idiot. Some fucking asshole goes into a school and starts shooting up a bunch of people. And the first thing they shoot, they try to pin it on, is video games and movies and music.
Let's move on, because this is going to be such a long topic. And let's just close it with video games, movies, music, and got nothing to do with these lunatics out here causing World War III or Civil Wars in the neighborhood.
All right, that's going to bring us to the end of our topics. Our question of the week, I don't know which one of you guys put this in here this week.
I did.
But the question of the week is, should every game have a new game plus?
Yes.
Now, before we start answering, let's clarify what a new game plus means. A new game plus basically means that you've completed the game and you're starting over with everything that you have earned, you know, weapons, skills, everything, for the second playthrough. Now, Donnie's already said yes, but let's start with Alex. Since Donnie, this is your question. Let's start with Alex. Alex, do you feel that every game should have a new game plus?
Better say yes.
I agree with Donnie. Well, I mean, like, there are certain games, obviously, where new game plus doesn't apply, but, like, for most adventure or action games, like, say, Resident Evil, Dead Space, Darksiders, yeah, of course you should have a new game plus. No one likes to have all that stuff, collect all that stuff, and then have it stripped, and then have to collect it again. But, and you know, new game plus is more fun. I mean, that's part of the fun of Resident Evil 5 is, you know, getting all the powered up weapons and then going back in and just demolishing everything. I think it's more fun with new game plus, and you know, you can tackle the higher skill levels without pulling your hair out. But you have to do new game plus right, because there are some times where they kind of do it half assed and it's not really new game plus. And you'll get everything you collected, and but I really like New Game Plus. Like, I approve. Like, when a game doesn't do that, I look at it and it's like, really? Fucking really? You're going to make me do all this shit again?
But isn't that part of the fun of going back and collecting everything again?
No,
I don't want to do the exact same thing I just did, especially if you've got a game with, like, weapons you can upgrade and stuff. Of course you have to have New Game Plus. Like, if you've got, you know, something where you've got, like, a shop where you have to buy a lot of shit, of course you should use New Game Plus.
Well, let me just say it. I put this question in there just because of the fact that we don't have codes anymore for, I'm going to say, majority of these games. And for the games that do have codes, which I do like them because I never use codes and I never use cheats until after I beat the game. That's the only time I use the codes and cheats. So we don't have them anymore. And the one game that does it right, in my opinion, for both codes and the new game plus is, to me, God of War does the new game plus perfectly, in my opinion. I don't want to play normal 100 different times going the Hellraiser way. I had to go get all this stuff. But if I play normal, got new game plus on normal, do whatever I want to do on normal, then if I translate to a higher level, let me translate. If I transfer to a higher level, like hard or harder mode or whatever, then I had to continue what I had to do in as far as collecting everything all over again, because that's a new level now. Now I'm challenging myself, and it wouldn't really be a challenge with New Game Plus. But Saints Row 3 does the code thing perfectly, as far as we don't have codes in games anymore. The trophies kind of diminish the code thing, which I like. But if you want to use codes in Saints Row 3, it disables trophies for the rest of your gameplay of this game. In order for you to get trophies in this game again, you would have to delete it off your entire system completely and then reinstall it. That's the only way you were able to get trophies in Saints Row 3 if you use a code.
And Grand Theft Auto 4 did the same thing. But what they did was, if you put a code in, you couldn't get certain trophies, but until you restarted the game. And you didn't have to delete your save. You just, trophies were disabled for that play. Because what it is, there were certain trophies, like you had to get, you know, you had to survive certain waves or whatnot. And if you get put in the invincibility pack, then obviously going through that's a lot easier.
Yeah.
But the next time you started up the game, the cheat wasn't there no more, and you were able to earn trophies again.
Yeah, so I New Game Plus, in my opinion, should be in every single game. And it's great. Who don't want to have... Because we don't really have God mode anymore, which that was the code you put in for you to have God mode. We don't have that anymore. And the only God mode we have is the game is extremely super-duper hard, and that's God mode, challenge mode, and God of War. So New Game Plus should be in every game. I like the fact that Dead Space put it in there. God of War has it in there. Resident Evil has it. You know, it is so fun, like Alex said, to go through with all your hard work and just go through dominating, like you a beast in that game now. But you put in work to become that beast, you know.
Well, let me throw a little wrench into what you're saying here, Donnie. And again, you're talking about New Game Plus, to be able to run through the game the second time with everything that you have, so you can basically run through the game and dominate. Now, do you feel the same way about how I'm running through Borderlands, where somebody gave me a gun that basically one-shot kills everything, and this is my first playthrough? Do you think not that I'm cheating, but that this shouldn't be allowed on the first playthrough because I have a modded weapon that's powerful?
I wouldn't say it shouldn't be allowed on a first playthrough because of the type of game it is. Like, it allows drop-in co-op, right?
Right.
So, that type of game, I don't really see how can they even fix that. Well, I can see how, because Saints Row 3 does it. Like, it has drop-in co-op also, but if somebody using a code, when they drop in, the game pops up a little caution box saying, this person using trophies, it will disable your trophy. Do you want to continue to play with this person? Yes or no? So you can block it, but you a trophy chump, man. So I don't understand why you even put that in there.
I'm a trophy chump.
Yeah, y'all already know why you call your own self out like that, Potter.
No, I'm just saying because, I mean, me personally, like, I feel a little guilty the way I'm going through Borderlands because
you should.
Because I don't think I'm going through and experiencing the full aspect of the game. It's, you know, I'm basically not dying and whatnot. But on the same token, for somebody like me who wants to experience the game, but is not that skilled at first person shooters,
stop saying that it's not that skilled at first person shooters. I'm about to go on the record, and yes, I'm about to say this for all you first person shooters. It does not take skill to be a first person shooter. Yes, it's all luck base. I said it. You Call of Duty players, and I'm about to
send out your hate mail to youngtwist at provengamer.com. That's YUNTWIS.
And also, I'm about to, let me say, when I was playing Borderlands, I was playing with Hard Rockin' Guy, and he tossed me one of the powerful handgun and shotgun you can have, one shot kill. I had a shield where the shield never depletes. I didn't even play. I beat the game, but
you beat Borderlands.
I beat Borderlands, but I didn't have anything else to play. That's before my laser got here. That was the only downloaded game that I had besides Saints Row, and I already finished it. But I freaking hate Borderlands, and I was kind of mad that I was forced to play that game.
Well, if that's the case, Donnie, next when you get your net back, make sure you give me all those weapons
for Borderlands.
Yeah,
Dude. I just hope I didn't delete it, because I think I went to clean out my system of all crappiness. All
right. Let's close out the show. Let's do our housekeeping. Proven Gamer is back up and running. Obviously, if you listen to this, it has a brand new redesign.
What?
Yeah.
How come nobody never tells me these things?
John, you know all about it because you've been working hard nonstop to make all the images. Go by and check out the new design of the site. I think it's pretty nice. Donnie is hating it right now because he has to go back and remake all the images, but that sucks to be Donnie.
Yes.
Proven Gamer is looking for writers. Please stop by and click on the contact tab, not the help wanted tab this time, the contact tab, and fill out the application letting us know what you do, and me or Morgan will get back to you as soon as we can. Also, we are on Stitcher. All of our podcasts, which include Trophy Whores, PG Spoilers, and as I stated before, the DCO show is no longer around. Those guys have morphed into a new podcast called the Community Voice Podcast. You guys are probably familiar with that. That was Philosophy's first show back when we first started with Trophy Whores almost 2 years ago now, over 2 years ago now. He has rebooted the podcast, and that will be debuting very shortly on ProvenGamer.com.
Did he reboot, like, Devil May Cry?
Donnie, do we have any sponsors? Amazon! Yes, we have. We are sponsored by Amazon. Now you're coughing. Please stop by the website, and on the right side of the page, you will see the Amazon link. Please click that if you're going to do any shopping on Amazon, and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. Actually, through our Amazon sponsorship, paid for our new redesign. So that's one of the perks that we get. While you're on the interwebs, you can stop by Twitter and contact all of us. You can contact the site at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact me personally at Tricky Mick. You can contact Alex at Sondasaurus Rex. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. Also, stop by Facebook and search for Proven Gamer. And please hit that like button. We do have a Steam group that's now going to be headed up by Alex.
Yeah, no thanks.
So stop by Steam and search for Alex and join the Proven Gamer group and harass him as you want to play all your Steam games. Also, while you're cruising the web, stop by YouTube and search for Official Proven Gamer. There are quite a number of videos going up. I've done a couple videos for Payday the Heist, You Don't Know Jack. Morgan has contributed with Counter-Strike Go and Ni No Kuni. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm exactly sure off the top of my head. If I said that wrong, I apologize. Please, if you can, stop by iTunes and leave us a rating and comments, preferably 5 stars. Donnie would greatly appreciate it with all his editing that he does.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to call us, you can call us at
330-PROVEN-9, 330-776-8369. Donnie, remembered it.
You memorized that now?
Yep.
Also, you can stop by the website and look on the right side of the page and click the tab that says leave the guys a voicemail. You can do that for any member of Proven Gamer and leave them your comments. Every member of the staff would greatly appreciate it.
Damn, I'm kind of mad I remember it. Now I'm subconsciously going to dial the right number.
All right, before we close out the show, we're going to do some shout outs, and then we have some news about episode 100 next week. So let's do our shout outs. Alex, we'll start with you, buddy.
Shout outs to you guys. It's been a while since we got on here and recorded, but I'm glad to be back with you all. And of course, shout outs to everyone over at wouldyoukindly.com, Crash and Justin and Klaus, one of my co-hosts on the floor is Lava, as well as our other co-host Candace, Amanda, and our newest podcast over there on Would You Kindly, Gaming on the Rocks. So you guys got the floor is Lava, the Gamer's Garage, and Gaming on the Rocks. Check it out over on wouldyoukindly.com.
All right, Donnie, your shout outs.
I give a shout out to everybody out there in the whole world. In his hands, he got the... Oh, my, but I didn't. I started watching Con Air earlier. And shout out to you guys, man. Yeah, it's been a minute. It's freaking dang on. Website is getting on my nerves right now. Gotta do these dang on pictures, but shout out to it because it's the only non-paying job that I have right now.
Somebody give Donnie a job.
Please. I would do anything. Janitorial work.
I told you to come to New York City.
Man, look, I told you, I'm not going there. This is a guaranteed job. I don't have money to be traveling just to see Tricky. Well, shouts out to the listeners. Please continue to listen. Come up with some questions or even answer some questions because I'm beginning to think you don't love me no more. And I hope you do.
I don't love you.
Well, I hope you do. Because I love you. And shout out to my mom, grandma. Those was the first fans. And
your only fans.
I was going to say that too. Probably still my only fans.
Awesome J don't even love you anymore.
And yeah, Awesome J always rolling. No, I just thought I'd bring that back in. Oh. But yeah, I can't wait till next week. I'm kind of scared now because he's talking about some news. But continue to listen. And I'm always here for your entertainment purposes. No matter what the entertainment might be, call me up, email me. We discuss the details.
All right. And I want to give a shout out, as I've been doing for the last couple of shows, to the NYPD, the FDNY, and the DSNY. If you guys don't know the anagrams by now, look them up. The guys, everybody's still working very hard to get the area cleaned up, and it's tremendous how much it's changed. Just recently, I went through a neighborhood that, at the day after the storm, I was sitting there picking up everybody's, everything they own and throwing them away. And just recently, I went back into the same neighborhood, and it looks 100% different, and it amazed me because I didn't even realize I was on the same block that I was. These guys are doing tremendous work, and they deserve all your love and support. If you guys can find a way to donate, please find a way. And that's it. All right, now our news for episode 100. Next week, we are going to be doing a video podcast. We're going to have a couple guests on, including Jeff Hanna. As you know, he's been a recent member of this podcast. He is the works at Volition Studios.
Oh, boy.
We're also going to have Philosophy from the Community Voice podcast on.
Breaking news. Phil Ossoffi just dropped out due to a severe case of the DCs.
And we're also going to have Jax on, who's going to be making her first official appearance, because we did record an episode with her back on episode 4. That never got released.
And we get to see her face. Well, I get to see her face. I don't care about you guys seeing her.
So next week, we will be releasing both a video podcast and an audio podcast. If you go to the site and you look at the post for episode 100, I will embed the video. It will be on YouTube, on our official Proven Gamer YouTube page. And we will be doing a video chat on the PlayStation 3 using their chat program.
Can we do something like this? You make the video version unedited, uncut, and the vocal version edited.
No. We're not going to do 2 separate shows, Donnie.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not saying 2 separate shows, but I'm just saying since it's video... Man,
just cut that.
Peace out.
All right. With that being said, that's going to bring the show to an end. So if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Later.
Well, it's the end of the show. Let the credits roll. Y'all gotta go. And I'm about to pull a puppy. Shut down the studio. But how was it, though?
It was dope. Henry rolling on the floor, yo.
Oh, squaw.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a down on Simone. And I'm a letting people know y'all the real trophy hoe.
Thanks, bro. Tune into the iTunes radio. And just like before, thanks for listening to the show. Oh.